Rumbi jana bala ba, ibara tha. Yashoda nandana braja jana nandana. Yashoda nandana braja jana nandana. Yashoda nandana braja jana nandana.
Yashoda nandana braja jana nandana.
Yashodanandana Vajjana Ranjana
Yashodanandana Vajjana Ranjana
Yashodanandana Vajjana Ranjana
Yashodanandana Vajjana Ranjana
Yamuna Tira Vanacha Tira Vanachari
Yamuna Tira
Vanachari Daya Radha Madhava Punjabihani
Daya Radha Madhava Punjabihani
Gopi Janma Balaba Vibharaga Gopi Jana Vallabha Vibharana
Gopi Jana Vallabha Vibharana
Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana
Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana
Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Yashoda Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana
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 Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Yamuna Tira Vanacha
Yamuna Tira Vanacha
Yamuna Tira Vanacha
Yamuna Tira Vanacha
Jaya Radha Madhava Gangabiha Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabihani
Jaya Radha Madhava
So today's the day I'm supposed to be in Patna. Because today's the Rathiyatra festival in Jagannath Puri. And I was attend that Rathiyatra Patna, but somehow or other by my stupid foolishness, not possible. But I'm glad to be here today. So let's continue hearing. I'll see the PowerPoint. How about this one? And the tiger began to dance.
Yeah,
you hear that? Chapter? This is really nice. And the tiger began to dance. What happened to my thing? There was a... Well, can you pass that white bag? I've got a small microphone here. Maybe it will help. Charges down. Failed again. Okay. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. All the charges down inside. Okay. And the tiger began to dance. Lord Chaitanya's chanting in Jharkhand forest. Actually, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is from a lecture on Parama Karuna, Los Angeles, January 16, 1969. This is from a lecture. Actually, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed through the forest known as Jharkhanda in central India, he was only accompanied by his personal attendant. And when he was passing through the forest, he touched one tiger. The tiger was sleeping. And the tiger answered, roaring. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's attendants, he thought, now we are gone. But actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked the tiger, why you are sleeping? Just stand up, chant Hare Krishna. And the tiger began to dance. So actually this happened. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached this Hare Krishna movement, the tigers, the deers, everyone joined. So of course, we are not so powerful, we may not attempt such great risk. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could induce tigers to dance, so we can at least induce every human being to dance. This is such a nice movement. So even the stone-hearted man, he also melts by chanting
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. That we have experienced, seen, simply by hearing the transcendental pastimes and characteristics of Lord Chaitanya, even hard-hearted men, they also melted. There were many instances, such as
this.
Jagai and Madai. Many fallen souls, they became elevated to the highest spiritual
platform.
Actually, this Krishna conscious movement, Sankirtan movement, is so nice and... No. So nice and... Get extra prasadam. Fill in the missing word.
Profound.
No. No.
Pleasing.
No.
Miserable.
No.
Satisfying.
No. Attractive. Actually, this Krishna conscious movement, Sankirtan movement, is so nice and attractive. That is the verdict of Brahma Samhita. Brahma Samhita says, one who takes to this devotional life, his reaction of past deeds are adjusted immediately. Who knows that verse?
One question.
Anyone? Brahma Samhita Pandit? Well, I think I know it. Yasindra Gopam Atavendra Mahostha Kama Pandana Rupa Ajam Yasindra Gopam Atavendra Mahostha Kama Pandana Rupa Falabhajana Matunoti Kamani Nidahati Kintucha Bhakti Bhajam Govindam Adipurusham Tamahambhajami. So every one of us should take part in this movement of Krishna consciousness by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, so this is the next quote. It's from Chaitanya Charitamrita Majjhima Lila 17:25-45. The elephants began to chant Krishna Krishna and dance and sing in ecstasy. When the Lord passed through the solitary forest, chanting the holy name of Krishna, the tigers and elephants, seeing him, they gave way. When the Lord passed through the jungle in great ecstasy, packs of tigers, elephants, rhinoceros, and boars came, and the Lord passed right through them. Balabhadra Bhattacharya was very much afraid to see them, but by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's influence, all the animals stood to one side. One day, a tiger was lying on the path, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, walking along the path in ecstatic love, touched the tiger with his feet. The Lord said, "Chant the holy name of Krishna." The tiger immediately got up and began to dance and to chant, "Krishna, Krishna." Another day, while Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was bathing in a river, a herd of maddened elephants came there to drink water. While the Lord was bathing and murmuring the Gayatri mantra, the elephants came before him. The Lord immediately splashed some water on the elephant and asked them to chant the name of
Krishna.
The elephants, whose bodies were touched by the water, splashed by the Lord, began to chant
Krishna,
Krishna, and dance and sing in ecstasy. Some of the elephants fell to the ground, and some screamed in ecstasy. Seeing this, Balabhadra Bhattacharya was completely astonished. Sometimes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted very loudly while passing through the jungle. Hearing his sweet voice, all the does came near him. You'll be pleased to hear that recently that we in ISKCON we acquired part of this Jharkhand jungle, which is now in the outskirts of a city called Ranchi. And it's a very interesting story. because there was this famous Baba. He had his ashram there. He was called anyway, there's a picture. You see many pictures of him. He has a long beard. He's hunched over. He was supposed to be a Mayavadi, Mayavadi Baba. He didn't speak, hardly at all. He just used to eat a little boiled khichdi. And he had one committee running the ashram for him. He used to live secluded life. There was a little temple of Lord Shiva there. And a few other buildings, a Yajna Kund. And about 4 acres of land with trees and rocks and a river which was coming through the Jharkhand forest. So he passed away. I've forgotten his name now. Anyway, he passed away, and then the committee was wondering what to do with the land, and they knew about ISKCON in Bihar. And the secretary knew ISKCON, and they were contemplating giving some other ashrams also. So there was one mysterious box in the Baba's metal trunk. It was a metal trunk, and in his room, and nobody knew what was in this box. So at the time when they were trying to decide, they decided, let's open the trunk. Maybe we get some clue to who to give the ashram to. Because once you have a trust, you can only give it to another trust. Some money, you can't actually sell it. You have to give it to another trust. Of course, there's some backhander you may have to give. But legally, you could only give it to another trust. So they put the key in the lock and they opened up. And what did they see? They saw a complete set of Srila Prabhupada's Chaitanya Charitamrita in English in the box. So then the secretary thought, no, this is a sign. You must give to ISKCON. So they gave to ISKCON. True story. Maybe he was given that at Kumbh Mela or something by the devotees, because he was a famous Baba. So we've got some of this land now in Jharkhand. Hearing the Lord's, sometimes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted very loudly while passing through the jungle. Hearing his sweet voice, all the does came near him. Hearing the Lord's great vibration, all the does followed him, left and right. While reciting a verse with great curiosity, the Lord patted them. Blessed are all those foolish deer, because they have approached Maharaj Nanda's son, Krishna, who is gorgeously dressed and is playing on his flute. Indeed, both the does and the bucks worship the Lord with looks of love and affection. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was passing through the jungle, 5 or 7 tigers came. Joining the deer, the tigers began to follow the Lord. Seeing the tigers and deer following him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately remembered the land of Vrindavan. He then began to recite a verse describing the transcendental quality of Vrindavan. Vrindavan is the transcendental abode of the Lord. There is no hunger, anger, or thirst there. Though naturally inimical, human beings and fierce animals live together there in transcendental friendship. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, chant Krishna, Krishna, the tigers and deer began to chant Krishna and dance. When all the tigers and does danced and jumped, Balabhadra Bhattacharya saw them and was struck with wonder. Indeed, the tigers and deer began to embrace one another, and touching mouths, they began to kiss. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw all this fun, he began to smile. Finally, he left the animals and continued on his way. Various birds, including the peacock, saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and began to follow him, chanting and dancing. They were all maddened by the holy name of
Krishna.
When the Lord loudly chanted, Hari Bo! The trees and creepers became jubilant to hear him. Purport. The loud chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is so powerful that it can even penetrate the ears of trees and creepers. What to speak of those of animals and human beings. Okay, let's try and pierce the trees. We'll chant very loudly Hare Krishna, like we do when we go down on the Ganga Safari on the Jaladuta. We see people on the bank of the Ganga or the Yamuna, and we have a special way to chant so that they can hear. So I'll chant 1, 2, 3, and then we all start like this. 1, 2, 3. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare! Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once asked Haridas Thakur how trees and plants could be delivered. And Haridas Thakur replied that the loud chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra would benefit not only trees and plants, but insects and all other living beings. One should therefore not be disturbed by the loud chanting of Hare Krishna, for it is beneficial not only to the chanter, but to everyone who gets an opportunity to hear. Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you very much. You ready now? Offering is over. Offering's finished, Paro.
Two questions.
Yeah? Questions?
Any question?
There's a little bit more about Jarikani. Anyone wants to hear?
Yes, please.
Hundreds and thousands of men can be purified. This is from Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 1746-49. Thus, all living entities in the forest of Jarikanda, some moving and some standing still, became maddened by hearing the holy name of Lord Krishna vibrated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In all the villages through which the Lord passed, and in all the places he rested on his journey, everyone was purified and awakened to ecstatic love of
Godhead.
When someone heard the chanting of the holy name from the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and someone else heard this chanting from the second person, and someone again heard this chanting from the third person, everyone in all countries became a Vaishnava through such disciplic succession. Thus everyone chanted the holy name of Krishna and chanted Krishna and Hari, and they danced, cried and smiled. Purport. The transcendental potency of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is herein explained. First, the holy name is vibrated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When someone hears from him directly, he is purified. When another person hears from that person, he also is
purified.
In this way, the purification process is advanced among pure devotees. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and no one can claim his
position.
No.
Independent?
No. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and no one can claim his
post.
No, it begins with P-O.
Potency.
No. Nonetheless, if one is a pure devotee, hundreds and thousands of men can be purified by his speak up.
Vibration.
Right. This potency is within every living being, provided he chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra somethingly. Offenselessly. And without material motives. Like you want to take prasadam. That's not material. When a pure devotee chants offenselessly, another person will become a Vaishnava, and from him another Vaishnava will emerge. This is the parampara system. Wow. This is the parampara system. Amazing. Any questions? Okay, Srila Prabhupada ki. Mahaprasade Govinde.
Mahaprasade Govinde.
Nama Bhamani Vaishnave. Alpha Banya Bhadamaja. Isva Solai Vajayate. Sayra Vijaya. Vindhya Teka. Vivefale Vishay Sagare. Ama Jeji Vayati. Rupa Moisa Dharmati. Krishna Bharadayama. Dali Bhara Jivajot. Prasad and a dilabai. Say them with a
power.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, 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 Hare